It's my great pleasure this morning to invite up Gabriella Guma, who is the student that we've invited to come from Kampala, Uganda. Gab, you can come up here. It's a great privilege for me to invite and to welcome Gab here, firstly because he's a great guy, and we're looking forward to having him here for about a month. But it's particularly meaningful for me to welcome him because of the welcome that our student team experienced when we arrived in Kampala. When we arrived in Kampala, we thought it would be a... we'd arrive at the airport and kind of like fumble our way around and kind of figure out where we needed to go. We had about 21 students, and so we thought, well, you know, we're not quite sure how we're going to get from the airport to the hotel that we need to be at, but we're sure we'll figure out something. As I was waiting for our baggage to come off the carousel, I started hearing some noise from outside the airport. And as we wandered out, we started to see that the students who had started to come out of the airport were being welcomed by about 30 students from Makerere University who'd made the hour-long bus trip just to come out and welcome us. A completely impractical welcome. They all had to get an extra bus so they could just come out and welcome us. But I cannot say how much of a welcome it was for us to be there in Uganda, a completely strange place, and to suddenly find ourselves surrounded by friends. So it's particularly meaningful to me to be able to welcome Gab Iguma here today.
Thank you.
So let's welcome him as a friend. If you've ever traveled anywhere and you come back and people say, what was it like? What was that place like? What was your experience like there? You know the feeling that I think we as the university department have and the adult ministries department has coming back from Goma and Mary Ellen and her team have coming back from Uganda. You try and explain what you've seen and what you've felt and what you've experienced, and it's really hard to get it across. All your words feel like they fall short. And for us, the reason they fall so far short is because of the relationships and the people that we met there that can't be summarized in a simple experience. So we thought the best way to do that would simply to be invite one of these friends out here, and so you could experience something of what we experienced. So Gab, thank you for making the long trip out, very long trip, through Brussels, through New York. He made it through New York City all by himself from Terminal 8 to Terminal 6, never been out of the country, and now suddenly we're throwing him into New York JFK Airport, but he made it just fine and made some friends there as well, I believe.
Yeah, I did.
So, Gab, would you just introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about where you're from and your background, and so we can get to know you a little bit better.
Sure. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
My name is Gabriel Iguma. I was one of the students who was part of the Makerere team. I am one of the only people who was on that team who doesn't study in Makerere University. I'm a student in Uganda Christian University, which is a bit far from Makerere. I study law, and 22 years of age. In Uganda, you can do law as an undergraduate course, and that's what I'm doing. Currently in my second year. Actually, I had done two weeks of my term before I came out here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Gab, for taking the time out. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit of what it was that you experienced when our team arrived in Kampala, welcoming 21 people from America with all our various needs and peculiarities? It must have been a big challenge for you as a team. Can you tell us some of the things that you observed as we came out?
Oh, yes. It was a pretty big challenge, mainly because I was helping with the organization. Yes, we had a big team of people waiting to receive the people from California, but it was only three of us who actually did the organizing. And we're so tensed up because even before we started planning, we had been sat down and explained to, for a very long time, that the people you are expecting are Americans. Please, not with so much care. They are not Ugandans. Mm-hmm. And so you have to treat them as such. And so we're in so much tension because we're told Americans are so impatient and they need to have things going so well. Now, Uganda... Uganda and Ugandans are known so much for not valuing time. If we told you we're going to come at 10 o'clock, please expect us at 11. And so when I was coming out here, one of my friends actually gave me a t-shirt that says, no hurry in Africa, Uganda. So that if I am late to any occasion, I just put it on and hope that everybody will read and understand. Anyhow, organizing for the team from out here was really, really, really interesting. especially because when the guys finally came, we realized that there was no reason for us to be on so much tension. The team was pretty much very different from what we expected. Everybody was so patient. Yes, we lived up to being Ugandans. We didn't organize so well. And yet, the team wasn't so impatient with us. They accepted what came, the way it came. And instead of quarreling and wondering why things were not going so well and wondering why we were not keeping time, they instead made friends with us. They talked with us. They laughed with us and tried to help out where they could. And that was a great blessing to see that we have brothers and sisters from far off who are willing to come and be with us and to understand even our weaknesses. It was such a beautiful thing.
Thanks, Kim. As you look back on the trip, the 5 weeks that we spent there, what are some of the things that really stand out for you as you look back and remember?
Well, I remember this particular day when we went out to Murchison Falls.
Murchison Falls is a large national park.
It's a large national park. And
the jungle, basically.
Yes, we're supposed to be there by 6 o'clock. We're supposed to be there by 6 o'clock. And yes, like I have said so many times, Ugandans don't usually keep time. That's if you have one or two Ugandans. This time we had about 30 Ugandans, so that means we're really late. We're so late that we got to the gates when they had already been locked. And yet we're hoping to get to the other side. Now, since we're not on the other side by 6 o'clock, that meant we had to be there 7 o'clock the next morning. And everybody on the team from Buckley seemed to be very relaxed. And they started making friends and talking with everyone else, of course, apart from Josh and I, who tried very hard to make sure that we crossed the gate. Oh, yes, with a lot of persuading and a lot of praying, we made it to the other side of the gate. And yes, we did not spend the night where we were supposed to, but we got a place to spend the night. We got up in the morning, and everybody was rushing because we needed to be early to get the other side of the ferry. And after we crossed, we realized we're on the wrong side. Oh, yes. We wanted to go and see the falls, but we had crossed the river. We were in such a hurry. We crossed, and when we were on the other side, the drivers told us, well, if you really wanted to drive to the falls, we should have stayed on the other side. But anyhow, one of the things that I valued the most, one of the things that I still look back on, is how we panicked. We panicked so much because we had this group of people who are used to having things very organized. We panicked so much thinking they're going to lose their heads, and yet they stayed so calm. And yet they just encouraged us even as things went so badly. And everybody kept telling me, Gabriel, good job, good job. We're glad that you're here with us. And that for me was really comforting. And right now, as I sit and look through the crowd and see some of the people we shared this time with, it's such a blessing. It brings the joy that we shared in Lira and in Jinja, and even in Murchison Falls back. And I feel like, I don't know, this kind of joy, this kind of beauty wouldn't have been experienced if we didn't have the love of Christ dwelling in us.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Gab. Gab's going to speak to us a little bit briefly from the Word of God, and I'm just going to pray for you as you do that. Gracious God, we thank you so much because we worship a great God who is not small-minded, who is not tied to one particular culture or one particular way of doing things. You express yourself, O God, through the vast mosaic of your people throughout the world. And we just thank you this morning, O God, that in this special way we can welcome Gab here as a small representative of the great experience that we share with friends and brothers and sisters around the world. Lord, would you empower him to speak your word to us freely? Would you help him to communicate clearly? And may your word dwell in our hearts richly because of the ministry he has for us today. We thank you for him. We thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, God. Thank you, Josh. Well, those of you who have been listening closely, you know Ugandans do not usually keep time, but this Ugandan is going to try to keep time. So don't worry. You're not going to sit here forever. Well, it's such a beautiful thing to see brothers and sisters gathered here together on this Sunday to celebrate the family that we have been called to share in. So many Christians all over the world are gathered today to celebrate the presence of Jesus Christ among us, to celebrate what Jesus Christ did when he came onto this earth, and also to celebrate the fact that all of us are called to the same communion with him. Today, a reading was taken from Revelation, a reading that emphasizes the beauty of having all nations, all tribes before the Lord and worshiping God. But I'd like us to read that from the beginning of chapter 7. Chapter 7, Revelation chapter 7, which says, "And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the winds should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom I was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." That's the part that I really wanted to read out. The rest of it has been read to us. I do not know how many of us here believe, or not actually believe, I don't know how many of us here have been sealed. How many of us know that God has called us to be his own and therefore put a seal on us so that we shall not be of the world. But the reading that we have today is talking about those who have been sealed. Sealed to come into communion with God and his son Jesus Christ, and to share in the global communion. That is what we are going to celebrate today. As we look at this table before us, it's our prayer, it's our hope, that as we share in the gifts that our Lord Jesus Christ gave us, we shall know that this is not for us only, but this is happening all over the world. There's so many Christians who have gathered together to come and worship God in the same way. When we were in Jinja and in Lira, I was part of the team that stayed in Lira. One of the most outstanding things for us was as we went out to Lira, even the Ugandans, some of us had never been there. We have always heard about what happens in Lira, and we were always praying for the people there because of the insurgency that has been there for 20 years. Well, sometimes we put resources together and send them out. We really had never taken an effort to go there ourselves. It took a group of Americans to come to Kampala to have us go out to Lira, us Ugandans, who are geographically near where the problem is. It took a group of Americans to come out and have us go out. Even as we went out, we were not sure about how we were going to be received there. Reason being, we'd had very many stories of what the people over there are like. But like I'm sure Josh and the rest of the team have told you, that immediately when we got there, we had so many people waiting for us, really many people. And this is a group of people waiting for guys they have never seen, guys they have only heard about. But you should have seen how joyful they were to see us. And the truth is, they were not joyful because of us, the human beings. No. Because we are not the only people who have gone out there. They were joyful because they know that the people who had come out that time were brothers and sisters who share and believe in the same God that they believe in. And so the love with which they received us was not love that is experienced here on earth. It's not love that is born from here on earth. It is love that goes beyond any human understanding. One of the first things that they took us to, one of the first activities we went to, was a press conference. They organized a press conference for us. Now, I always tell people that if you believe in God, God will carry you to a level that you have never thought you will ever reach. Well, I don't know how many of us here have had the opportunity to sit in front of a press conference, but I had that opportunity for the first time. I had that opportunity for the first time. And it's not because I am one of the best speakers No. Because if I was one of the best speakers, I'm sure I'd have very many people jumping around the aisles today. But I have everybody seated and calm. Anyhow, that was the first thing. And after we had the press conference, we were put in these cars and were driven so slowly for the whole village to see. Some of us actually stood out of the cars and started to wave. That morning, I wished I had practiced my presidential wave so that everything would go so nicely. But anyhow, I had an opportunity to do that. We were asked to go and speak on radio more than four times. Went to so many churches, and pulpits were given to us. Imagine you just walked up to a church and said, I am from Makerere University. And the first thing a person says is, thank you for coming. Do you mind speaking to our congregation today? That doesn't happen anywhere. That just does not happen. But you see, that doesn't happen because not everybody on this planet has Christ dwelling in them. But because we, who went out that time, had Christ in us, those we went out to were not worried to give us their pulpits, lest we start to promote certain things, start throwing around political ideologies and what have you. But they knew that what we were going to talk about was something the Lord had placed on our hearts. I don't know if it's a coincidence that I speak to you today on Worldwide Communion Sunday, a Sunday where many of the Christians in all corners of the world come together to share as one family. I do not know if it's a coincidence or if the team that leads this church actually planned for it to be like that. But it's such a great joy to know that even as I stand here today and see many people who I am not very familiar with, foreigners, people of different tribes, people of different languages, people of different nations. It's such a beautiful thing for me from Uganda to stand here and speak to you, knowing that we believe in the same God, and also knowing that out there in my country, there's so many people seated like this and worshiping the same God that we are worshiping. It's such a beautiful thing to know that the people of this church have invested their time, their resources, to make sure that the gospel goes throughout the world. Like our Lord Jesus Christ left us with the instruction as he ascended into heaven, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to all the nations. When you sent out the team of 21 to Uganda, you were sending the message of God to all the nations. And I am here to tell you this Sunday morning that effort that you made wasn't in vain. Till this day, we speak about the 21 people who came to Uganda because they made a very big difference in our lives. And if actually you hadn't sent them out, I wouldn't stand here today to testify of the Lord's goodness, to testify of what God did through the people that you sent, what God did through the resources that you put into this mission. The 21 people that you sent out were perfect representatives of what goes on in this sanctuary. I do not know what criteria you used to choose the people who you sent out to come and commune with us. But God, they were the best people put together. Many of the guys we associated with were such a blessing. And if they were not a blessing, I surely wouldn't be standing here. So the fact that I stand here and celebrate with you is evidence that the people you sent out actually sowed the seed that you sent them to plant. Not everybody can stand up and go to Uganda and preach the word. But everybody can get onto their knees and pray for the church here and for the church out there. And if you have ever had doubts in prayer, the fact that I stand before you today is a testimony that the prayer that you made, the investment that you made, actually grew. That God actually worked through what you put before him. Glory be to our God. There's so many things that I would like to share with you. But, I wonder why I made the promise to keep time. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, Jesus said to his followers, "Go everywhere in the world and tell the good news to everyone." God invites us to participate in the most diverse, the greatest, the largest, and the most significant cause in the history, and that is building of his kingdom. All of us have been called to share in this great kingdom. And the fact that we are seated here today shows that we have accepted to come and share in that. God has made us his family, a family that stretches around the world, a family that is called to love as we have been loved, to give as we have been given, to forgive as we have been forgiven, and to serve like we were served. It's my prayer this morning that each of us will respond to this call as we share today in the family meal, in the way our Lord taught us. We should give thanks to God that we are not alone, but that all of us are here sharing, and that even out there are other people sharing in this meal. That we have each other, and that the Spirit of Christ dwells among us, and it will be with us forever and ever. I'm looking forward to everything that has been planned to be done on this mission. And it's my prayer that as I stay in your community for the next couple of weeks, that I shall be a blessing, but also that you shall be a blessing to me. I thank you for listening to me this morning, and it's my prayer that even as I sit, the Spirit of the Lord will stay among us now and forever. Amen.